Ah, it's your old buddy John again. It's a boring night. Nobody's here. Yeah, so I'm going to entertain you with my audio booze. Yeah, no audio, not audio booze, but audio boo. As in multiple audio booze. So, if you want to call it audio booze, that's your business. But it's not non-alcoholic. It does taste great, and it's less filling, too. All right, enough of that. The great thing about Sirius Radio is you have a variety of content, including adult content. Well, you know, that sounds like, oh, it would be a fantastic thing. You get to hear dirty stuff on the radio. Well, yeah, but it's kind of cheesy, you know? Hearing a woman come to orgasm on the radio just doesn't have the same effect as it is seeing her come to orgasm on a video, you know? That's why video porn does better than audio porn. Yeah, I listen to Playboy Radio and Spice Radio tonight for the longest period of time I've ever listened to them, and not exactly the greatest radio shows of all time. Not exactly what I would consider to be entertaining radio. Yeah. I hate to break it to them, but visual is where it's at when it comes to dirty stuff. Leave it to Howard Stern to do the stuff like that. You know, that's his genre. But, excuse me. I have something caught in my throat again. I hate that. But anyhow, yeah, it wasn't as entertaining as I thought it was going to be, but I don't listen to it anyway, because it's, A, I don't want people walking in to the office hearing this stuff and going, oh my God, what the hell are you listening to, man? Yeah, we won't be listening to that anymore. Now, here's the thing I don't understand about 4th of July. Why do we rarely call it Independence Day anymore? I mean, because, yeah, it's a very important day in American history. It's the day we told England to get lost. Piss off, England! That's what we told them, basically. Piss off! Piss off, King George III! And took us 6 years to do it, but yeah, we got the job done for with the Frenchies' help, by the way. Not they didn't always surrender. So Bill O'Reilly and the rest who like to pick a France, remember, if it wasn't for the French, we wouldn't be free. Remember that. Vive la France! Now, anyhow, you know, it's like a lot of holidays. It's no longer, the meaning is sort of receded. The fact is, hey, it's a holiday. Let's go out and party. Let's go shoot fireworks off like we do on New Year's. the only two holidays of the year we actually shoot fireworks off of, so far. Although I have seen fireworks shot off on, Halloween, which I hope that doesn't become a tradition, because that kind of sucks. And as I like to usually say, 4th of July means it begins the descent into hell. What does that mean? The descent into hell means that back to school has started. And when back to school starts, it means inevitably when back to school ends, Halloween begins. And when Halloween ends, that means Christmas is here. Christmas. The most hated holiday of retail workers everywhere. Why? If you've ever worked retail during the holidays, you know what I mean. And I mean not in a little nifty boutique shop. I'm talking about a big box store like Walmart. Ain't fun, people. All I gotta say is, they better not have me working early in the morning on Black Friday, because I might have to kill somebody. Evenings, folks. Evening on Good Friday. That's where you gotta put me. You need cashiers then, put me there. That's a smart move. It's smart! Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.